Chapter 9. Quinn.
Oh my god, what just happened? Why isn't he getting up? Lou, what's going on? Lou! I asked, turning to him. With his face painted in the school colors, Lou stared at the field with his mouth hanging open. Like everyone else, he was speechless. I turned back to see medics running onto the field. Cage flopped around in so much pain they could barely get to him. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This was a nightmare. In a few moments, a paramedic was pushing a stretcher to Cage. It took two men to get him onto it. Tears rolled down my cheeks watching it. I was in shock. I didn't know what I could do to help, but I had to do something. I need to go to him, I told Lou. Yeah, of course. Where do we go? I don't know. The locker room? Lead the way, he said, ushering me on. As I headed to the stairs, I realized there was one problem. I had no idea where I was going. Not only was this my first time at the university stadium, this was the first stadium I had ever visited. I could barely navigate us to the bathroom. Despite that, we descended the stairs from the upper deck and wandered around the concession stands. Excuse me, how do I get to the locker rooms? I asked one of the security guards.
It's off limits to visitors, the burly man replied.
But my friend's injured. I need to go see him.
Off limits, he repeated before looking away.
It took almost an hour to circle the stadium and realize where the entrance to the lower levels was. We got there in time to see an ambulance pull away with its lights flashing. You think that was Cage? I asked Lou.
I would guess, he said sympathetically. They're probably taking him to the closest hospital, right?
That would make sense.
We need to get a ride to the hospital.
I'm on it, Lou said, whipping out his phone and arranging a ride. Between the congestion around the stadium and the traffic, it took another hour before we got to the emergency room. I was going insane with worry by then. Dropped off at the main doors, I rushed in with Lou in tow. I'm looking for Cage Rucker's room. He was just brought in. He was probably wearing football clothes, I told the stout woman behind the desk. I saw him come in. I think they took him for an MRI.
Great. Where do I find that?
It's going to take a while before he's assigned a room.
So where do I wait for that?
The woman held out her hand, gesturing toward the seats in front of her desk.
Okay. When do I check back?
Give it an hour.
I was disappointed everything was going to take so long, but I knew it couldn't be helped. The most important thing was that Cage was being taken care of. I was willing to wait here all night as long as that was happening. I hadn't needed this to realize how much I cared for him. The pain I felt thinking about what Cage had gone through was unbearable. All I wanted to do was wrap my arms around him and never let him go. Lou and I took a seat and waited as I was told. In an hour, we checked back. Cage had been moved into a room on the third floor. She wasn't sure I would be able to see him yet, but she allowed us to go up and check. Getting off the elevator, I saw a few familiar faces. Hovering in the hallway was Tasha and Cage's father. Both turned and saw us. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do, but I continued towards them anyway. As I got closer, Cage's father headed towards me. There was something about the look on his face that confused me. He didn't look like a person overcome by concern like I thought he would be. There was instead a look in his eyes that made my heart clench.
You're Cage's friend, right? The tutor? He said with his eyes locked on me.
Yes, sir, I told him, getting a chill down my spine.
Come here,
he told me, gesturing for me to leave Lou. I swallowed, not liking where this was going. The ruddy, grizzly man was terrifying to look at, and when I finally approached him, he put his arms around my shoulder, gripped it like a vice, and pushed me into an empty room. Before I knew what was happening, the man's hefty body had pinned me against the wall. He was manhandling me. I couldn't get away. With his hot, alcohol-laden breath flooding my ear, he said,
I know what you are. I can tell. If you contact my boy again.
Cage's father paused, pulled something out of his belt,
and pushed its sharp point into my stomach.
I'll gut you like a hog. You hear me? You contact him? You text him? You reach out to him in any way? I'll kill you. Then I'll kill your boyfriend out there. Then I'll find your family and kill them too. You hear what I'm telling you?
I was in shock. I couldn't move. When I didn't respond, he pushed the blade harder into my stomach. It was cutting me.
I hear you,
I said, terrified out of my mind.
Good. Don't let me see your face again. Get the fuck out of here,
he ordered before letting me go. As soon as his grip loosened, I escaped his grasp and the room.
What?
Lou said, seeing me approach him with terror in my eyes.
Let's go,
I demanded, grabbing his arm and pulling him to the elevator.
What are you doing? We just got here.
Let's go,
I insisted, not daring to look back. As soon as the elevator doors opened, I was on it. Lou followed, confused. I hit the lobby button continuously until the doors closed. Still not feeling safe, I leaned against the wall, watching the floor's numbers descend.
Quinn, you're bleeding,
Lou said, grabbing my attention. He was pointing at a growing red spot on my shirt where Cage's father had stabbed me. It didn't hurt until I pulled up my shirt and saw it.
It's nothing. I'm all right.
What did he do to you?
Lou asked, horrified.
He didn't do anything. Let's just go.
Quinn?
Let's just go!
I yelled. Lou didn't say anything else. I couldn't get out of the hospital fast enough. Back in our dorm room, I locked the door behind us and left Lou for my bedroom.
Quinn, are you okay?
I didn't answer. Instead, I locked my bedroom door and sat in the furthest corner of the room. I was going to give Cage's dad what he wanted. I was never going to contact Cage again. If he reached out, I wouldn't text him back. I didn't doubt that he would kill me. The look in his eyes told me he was capable of murdering everyone around me. Cage's father was insane. I might have been falling in love with Cage, but was I willing to die to be with him?